Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we saw the Or Chaim HaKadosh, who says that there are three mitzvahs in Pasuk Yotes. Where it says, Va'ata kisfu lechem es ha-shira hazois. So one is to write the shira, and the second is Velandas b'nei Yisrael, to teach it to the Jewish people. And the third is Sima b'fihem. After you teach them the Perush, then your job is to put it in their mouth that they know how to read it. Write it, teach them what it means, and then put it in their mouth that they know how to say it. So it would appear that this is an additional tzivui. This Sima b'fihem is not like we spoke about in the previous shir, that the idea of the shira is to say the Torah, to say the bris. In other words, the shira is telling us that the Torah is a bris, and that you shouldn't revoke this bris, and therefore this shira is mitzorefet, is connected to the Torah, is combined with the Torah, is made part of the Torah, because it's telling you that there's a bris of Torah, and that you cannot revoke this bris. So that's the Va'ata Kisvu, and that's Velimdas B'nei Yisrael, and then that relates to the fact that this Shira is going to be Torah. That's what Va'ata Kisvu Lechem Shira Zos, which is referring to writing a Sefer Torah Ledoros, and also to writing this Shira. And now you have an additional inyan of Eidus B'Bnei Yisrael. This is testimony to the Jewish people. K'shiavo Aleim, when sorrows come upon them, when they leave Hashem, that this Shira that is in their mouth should be testimony that already in advance it was told to them that they are going to sin and that they are going to receive these punishments. And that's what it says in Pasuk Chof Aleph. V'haya ki simtsena oisoi ro'os rabos v'tzoros v'ansa hashira hazos lefanav la'ed ki lo sishochach mipizaro. When all of these tzaras come upon you, and this shira is going to testify before them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their inclination, which they develop this day, before I have brought them in the land to which I swore. That's Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So, it doesn't say in Pasuk Chaf Aleph like it says in Pasuk Yates. In Pasuk Yates, it says, L'man tia hashira hazos le'ed b'vnei Yisrael. And here it says, V'ansa hashira hazos lefanav. What's the difference? The difference is, lefanav, in other words, earlier on, when it says, Leman Tieli, Leman Tieli, Hashira Hazos, when it says Leman Tieli, in order that it should be for me, a witness, that's part of the bris that I made with the Jewish people. Part of the bris that I made with the Jewish people is that this Shira should be a witness. For me, that when the bris is revoked, the bris shouldn't be revoked, but that when it is revoked, that they deserve these punishments that are spoken about in the Shira and Parashas Ha'azinu. That's what it means in Pasuk Yates. But here in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, remember in Chaf Tes it's a Leman Tia Li Hashira Hazos L'Eid B'Nei Yisrael. It's for me. In other words, it's a witness for me, for Hashem, that you have to keep my Torah, you can't revoke my Torah. Then we get the Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and here it says, V'ansa hashira zos lefanav le'el, lefanav meaning the Jewish people. It's an Eidus l'bnei Yisrael. Rashi explains, Shehisresi bo besocha al kol hamotzos oso. I warned you in it and everything that's going to find you, as the Sifsei Chachamim explains in Rashi, that they no longer have an excuse to say that had we known about all of these tzaros, we would not have transgressed the mitzvah of Hashem. So Pasuk Yotes is that this is a witness for me, for Hashem, Mitzad Hashem. And in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it is a witness Mitzad B'nai Yisrael, that B'nai Yisrael have no excuse. Hey, I didn't know, I wouldn't have been over on the bris had I known. No, you knew. And on that it says in the previous Pasuk, in Pasuk Chaf, Ki Avienu, when I bring you to Eretz Yisrael, Ki Avienu El Adam Hashem Shvati La'avotzav, when I bring you to Eretz Yisrael that I swore to your forefathers, what are you going to do? You're going to eat, you're going to be satisfied, and you're going to get fat. And then you're going to turn to foreign gods, and you're going to serve them, and despise me, Hashem, and you're going to break my covenant. Sha'al ze tia totza'ah, that is the outcome of what it says in Pasuk Yitzayin Yitres. In other words, in Yitzayin and Yitres, it says, V'chara api bayomahu, I'm going to get angry, Hashem speaking, Vazavtim, and I'm going to leave you, V'stati fanai mehem, and I'm going to hide my face, V'hayalecho, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall come upon them, so that they will say on that day, haven't these evils come on us because our God is not among us? That's Pasuk Yitzayin, Pasuk Yitches. V'anochi aster aster panav yom, I'm going to hide my face in that day and all the ra, because of all the evil that you did, because you turn the foreign gods. And that's what we have over here in Pasuk Chaf. I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to turn to foreign gods. In other words, like we said, Pasuk Chaf Aleph is telling us that the Shira is an aid for our, the Jewish people. That you already know. You know in advance, you have no excuse that if you're over on the bris, you're going to get all these punishments. So that's what it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. This Shira is going to be an aid. What's it going to be an aid for? What it says earlier. That you're going to go off, veer from the path, and then get these punishments that God's going to abandon you. So once you do what it says in Pasuk Chaf, you're going to have the outcome of Yitzayin and Yitches. You have this Shira. It's a witness for you to know that you have no excuse, that you're going to go off and you're going to get punished because you revoked my bris. And then what it says in Pasuk Yitzayin and Yitches is going to happen. And through the Sima B'fihem, since it's placed in your mouth, the Shira is going to speak before you. That's what it says in Pasuk Yotes. So you write it, teach it, and then sima b'fihim. Put it in their mouth. So you already have it in your mouth. So once you have it in your mouth, you have no excuse. You already know how to read this. You already know how to say this shira. And therefore Hashem says in Pasuk Yotes, I want this shira to be for me an aid. It's for me an aid. That I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, Pasuk Chaf. And you're going to get fat, and you're going to rebel against me, and you're going to revoke my covenant. And then all these tzaras are going to come before you. And then the shira is going to be in front of you as an aid. Meaning you have no excuse. You can't say that. Like Rashi says, that I already warned you in advance. You can't say we didn't know. Had we known, it would have been different. We argue it says kol motzah sosa. Other kisvei yad, it says hamotzah sosa. We have osa, it's other kisvei yad, it's osam. But the point is that in Pasuk Yotes, Hashem tells the Jewish people to write down this shira. Teach it to the Jewish people. So they know what it means. And then sima b'fihim. Why sima b'fihim? Put it in their mouths so that it should be, this shira should be an aid for me. And when I bring him into Eretz Yisrael, he's going to go off the derech, revoke my covenant, and then when all these tzaras come, so he's now going to know this bris. He's going to know the fun of late, it's going to be in front of him. Ba'ansa shira zos lefun of late, he can't say, I didn't know. Of course you knew. It was placed in your mouth earlier. So when all the bad things happen, you have no excuse. It was already known in advance. And now we can answer the kasha of the alshut that we saw in the previous shir. Why does it come back to, the Pasuk tells us again, they came into Eretz Yisrael, and Pasuk Chaf. It says, Ki avienu el adama. When I bring him to Eretz Yisrael, that I swore to his forefathers, the land flowing with milk and honey, he's going to eat, he's going to be satisfied. He is going to be dashen. He's going to get fat, in other words, the Jews. And he's going to turn to foreign gods, and he's going to serve them, and he's going to despise me and break my covenant. So here it talks about them coming to Eretz Yisrael. The only problem is in the earlier psukim, they already got to Eretz Yisrael. We already arrived. As it says in Pasuk Tezayin, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe en cheshochi v'mavasecha v'kam v'mzanach v'ay Elohein yechar aretz asher v'ba sham v'bikirba. Moshe, you're going to die. You're going to lie with your fathers. And then this nation is going to follow after the strange gods of the land. Where they will go to be among them. And they're going to forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. So they already came into Eretz Yisrael in Pasuk Tezayin. So why does it say Nachamal in Pasuk Chav that now they're coming into Eretz Yisrael? They already came. That's the Alshos Kashi we saw in the previous shir. They already came and they already sinned. So based on what we explained earlier on, we're not talking about what's going to happen in the future. That we're telling them, listen, you already knew in advance this was going to happen. But rather on the very fact that there's sin and punishment, that's the bris. In other words, earlier on, we're talking about the etzem habris, the guf habris. That's Pasuk Tezayin. Hin chashovim avasecha, chochim avasecha. They're going to follow foreign gods. They're going to leave me. They're going to revoke my bris. I made a bris. Now, here we're talking about the fact that there's a bris, and there's reward and punishment. Not that you knew about it in advance. Just the fact that there's a God is stating the fact of the bris and reward and punishment, and therefore v'chara api b'yomahu. My anger is going to be kindled against them on that day, and I'm going to leave them v'azaftim, forsake them, hide my face, and they're going to have many many rows and sorrows. They're going to say on that day, Haven't these evils come on us because our God is not among us? I'm going to hide my face. And therefore write down this Shira. Teach the Jewish people to put it in their mouth. Why put it in their mouth? That's what it says in Pasuk Chaf. So that you have no excuse. When you come to Eretz Yisrael and you turn away from me, this now it's telling us what's going to happen. Now it's telling us the Asidos Lava. That you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to rebel against me. You're going to follow foreign gods. And you're going to get punished. You're going to revoke my covenant and you're going to get punished. You knew about it. You had this Shira in your mouth. So early on, we're talking about the fact of that there is such a place. And then we're talking about what's going to happen in the future. They're going to transgress the bris. Earlier, I'm talking about the fact that there's reward and punishment. But when you come to the land, you sin, you're going to be punished. And now we're saying that you knew about it in advance. It was already in your mouth. It's more of a futuristic proposition. It hasn't happened yet. And therefore, it goes into the details. Achal, Isava, Vidashen. Upan Elohim Acherim. So here it goes into the details of it doesn't say that earlier. How you're going to eat, you're going to be satisfied, you're going to get fat. Because here it's telling us what's going to happen in the future. Not just the fact that there's a bris, that if you sin, you get punished. But that you are going to sin and get punished. And you already know about it in advance, so no excuses. And therefore you're going to get the punishment that we see earlier in the parasha. And on this the pasuk adds, Ki lo sishakach mipi zavoy. In other words, since the purpose of this shira is shebiyot hatzarot, tiye ed, that when you get these tzaros, this shira is a witness that you were already warned. So if Chas Hashem, the Jewish people are going to forget the Torah, there's no Eidus. There's no Eidus already. The whole vort of the Shira, the whole idea of the Shira, the purpose of the Shira is to remind you to keep the Torah. But if you forget the Torah, then there's no, the whole thing is batul and mavuto. Never it says no, ki lo sishakach mi pizar, you're not going to forget. You're not going to forget the Torah. You're not going to forget the Shira and you're not going to forget the Torah. Rashi says that this is Avtacha, that the Jewish people are not going to forget the Torah. So if you were going to forget, then there's no warning here. What are you warning about? You forgot the Shira, you forgot the Torah. So there's no warning. It's forgotten. No. It's going to be in your mouth, and you're going to remember it. So no excuses. And then it says, "Vayter" in the pasuk, "Ki yadati es yitzroi." I know your yetzer. The Ramban writes, Yidia b'foal. I know it b'foal, not just potentially. I know it in practice. Because if we were just talking about Hashem's Yidia, and it wouldn't be enough, because Hashem's idea is not like our idea, like the Rambam famously writes in Hilchos Teshuvah. Therefore, the Ramban says, this is Yediyah b'foal. What does that mean? It's knowledge which became actualized. And the Ramban writes, and I'm reading from the Chevelle English, now if Israel had not sinned in the wilderness, and the recognition of his temperament had not been actualized,
Yisrael,
It would have been inappropriate for him to testify against them in this song, saying that it is known to him that you will sin, and therefore I call heaven and earth to witness that many evils and troubles like such and such will come upon you. Instead, it would have been proper to give them the Torah with unspecified foreknowledge. If you be willing and obedient, like it says in Yeshaya, Im tov u'shemaatim tuvar etztochelu v'imtimanim revisem cheref tochelu, that if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured with the sword. That's unspecified foreknowledge. But now that their bad temperament, now that their bad temperament and their straying heart had become known to them as well, that straying heart is a pasuk in the book of Ezekiel 6:9. That's liba mazone. Yagid lehem kol ha'karasayim. Yagid lehem kol ha'karasayim. Now he's going to tell them exactly what's going to happen. So again, this is, like we're saying, this is Hashem telling them what's actually going to happen. Not just the Etzem HaBris, but like it says in Pasuk Chaf, in the previous Pasuk, I'm going to bring you to the land, you're going to eat, you're going to be satisfied, you're going to get fat, you're going to turn to foreign gods, you're going to serve them, you're going to despise me, you're going to break my covenant, and then you're going to get all these punishments, and then the Shir is going to be an aid. And you're not going to forget the Shira. So no excuses, you already have it in your mouth. Because I know your Yetzer that you're doing today. I already know it now. It's already before. Your Yetzer has already been actualized. So therefore, it's not this abstract future knowledge. It's knowledge befall of what's going to happen in the future. It's actualized knowledge. Because we already see your Yetzer now. So this isn't only mitzad yidias hasidus ayde yidias Hashem. That's shaykh to Torah. That's what we learned earlier. That Kodesh Baruch Hu tells them in general that there's this bris, and if they go off, they're going to be punished. That's the Torah aspect. And now we're going into the what's going to be in the future. In other words, that's the Torah, that there's law and order, and if you break it, you get punished. And now we're saying what's actually going to happen in the future, and it's already been actualized today. It's Yediyah before, because look at your Yetzer, look at what happened in the Midbar. And therefore you knew in advance what was going to happen, and you had it in your mouth, you had the shear in your mouth, and you still didn't keep the Torah. No excuses. And that's what we have later on in verse 27. It says, Ki anochi yadati es mericha ves orbecha akoshe hein ve'odeni chayim achem hayom ma'amim hayisem im Hashem v'af ki achrei Moisi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, for I know your rebellion, your stiff neck, behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against Hashem, and how much more after my death. And then comes the Hemshech, Pasuk Chavches, Hakilu Eli is called Zeknei Shevteichem, Shadrechem, Adab Rabbi Aznaim is Advarim Eilav Eidav Mamas Hashanayim Vesaharetz. Gather before me all of your, the elders of your tribes and your officers, and I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to witness against them. And what's the witness going to be? What's the testimony going to be? Ki yadati pasuk chav tes achrei mosi ki ashchis tashchisim v'sartim min aderech asher tzivisi eschem v'kor eschem arav rachvei sem k'sasar b'nei Hashem lachisov ma'isei yedeichem. Because I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourself and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will happen to you in the latter days, because you will do that which is evil in the sight of Hashem to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And And the siyum is pasuk lamed. By the Moshe b'nei kol kali suas the b'yashir rezos ad tumam. And Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in the ears of all the Jewish people the words of the Shira until the end. So Moshe Rabbeinu opens up and he says, Ki anuchi adati aina. In other words, it's not begeder shel yediyas Hashem. It's not just God known. It's human knowledge, which is different than godly knowledge, divine knowledge. And we have a kal v'chomer. Hein bo deni chayim ocha meyom amra meyisimim Hashem. When I was alive, you were rebellious. Avki achrei mosi, it's just going to continue after I die. So since it's the idea of anochi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, hakila, hakilu ve'idabam. This is testimony on a matter that involves human knowledge. We already know now. Look at the way you behaved until now. And the Eidus is, I'm testifying that you're going to be corrupt, become corrupted. And that all starts with the fact that it's human knowledge. You're going to be corrupted after I die. And you're going to sin and you're going to get punished. And therefore, I'm giving you this testimony. So we're talking about this yediyah b'fo'al, this human knowledge of knowing what's going to be. And therefore, you guys have no excuses. Oh, you didn't know. Of course you knew. You already saw in the past how you behaved. Now we can understand something else. In pasuk chaf aleph chaf yutes, and it talks about the shira being an aid, and then all of a sudden interrupts. After it talks about the shira being the aid, it says Moshe wrote it, taught it to the Jewish people. Commanded Yeshua, you're going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. When he finished writing it down, he commanded the Levim to put it in, or carrying the Ark of Hashem, saying, take this Sefer Torah, put it on the side of the Aron, and it's going to be an aid. Because I know that you Jews are stubborn. Just summarizing the Pesukim Chav Zayin. And then it says, gather the Jewish people together, and I'm going to speak all of these things. And I'm going to testify for them the heaven and the earth, because I know after I go that you're going to go off the derech. And then these terrible things are going to happen back with Hayamim. You're going to anger God, you're going to get punished. By Yadavir Moshe, and Pasuk Lamed concludes, Moshe spoke to Kol Kal Yisrael, the Divrei Hashira Zosat Tuman. So why did it interrupt? After talking about the Shira, if the pasuk interrupts with Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Levim or Nosei Aron Bris Hashem saying, take the Sefer Torah, put it in there. And Moshe writes it down, tells him to put the Sefer Torah next to the Aron. You have the Ksugim Baba Basra, exactly how it was set up, because they know he's going to rebel. And then teach them the Shira. And then Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Shira by Dabe, and he spoke to Kol Kal Yisrael, it's Divrei Shira. So here we're talking about teaching them the Shira, but it interrupts with the writing down and the teaching the Jewish people the Shira. He writes it down, by he kechos Moshe lichtov es divrei Torah zosat tuman, and he tells them to put it in the Aron Bris Hashem, and it's going to be an aid. So it should have skipped directly from, and then it says earlier, it says the Pasuk Chabez, he wrote it down and he taught it to the Jewish people. And then he commands Yeshua, and then when he finishes writing it, he commands them to put it next to the Ara. Why does it interrupt with this whole writing and putting it next to the Ara, teaching it, putting it next to the Ara, and then it goes back to the Shira? Before we were already talking about the Shira, it should have said immediately. After it says, Vayekib la Chafalef, it says, "Vayikim senot saros rabin saros on sasheros los lefanav leid v'lo shalom b'pizarik idati yisetzro shalosayom." I know you're bad yetzos. Here you have the shira. So gather before me and let me teach you shir, let me put it in your mouth. Answer is no. Because this is mamish the Seder that we have in Pasuk Chavtet, Yotes. What's the Seder? The Seder in Yotes is, first, V'ata kisvu lechem is a shir ezos. First, you have to write it down. Then you teach it to the Jewish people. And then sima b'fihem. And then it's going to be placed in their mouth. Because like the Pasuk says in Chaf, you're going to sin. And you're going to have to say this Shira. So then the Pasuk tells us exactly what the Pasuk had told us earlier. Then Moshe Rabbeinu writes it down and he teaches it to the Jewish people. Like it says in Pasuk Yotes. He writes it down and he teaches it to the Jewish people. And then when he finishes writing it down, he tells them to put it in the Aron. And then he puts it in the mouth. That's the Vesima B'fiyam. Vesima B'fiyam is what's going to be in the future. And that you have no excuse. And that this shir is going to be an aid. And therefore, it's already in your mouth. So we have earlier on, in Pasuk Tezayin, we have the Etzem Abris. We have reward and punishment. You can't leave God's covenant. Now we have the command to write it down, teach it to Jewish people, put it in their mouths, in order that it should be, the Shira should be an aid. And then we have the futuristic telling of what's actually going to happen. This is what's going to happen, and you know, because you already have your Yetzer today, so you already know that you're going to go off. Psukim Chafim Chafalim. You already know that you're going to go off. And this Shira is going to be an aid that you have no excuse. It's an aid for me and an aid for you. Like we had, first we had Lamantia Li Hashir Azos Leid. For me, it's going to be an aid for Hashem. And that you, for you also, it's going to be an aid because you know your Yetzer. You know what you've done in the past. So it's Yedi Anoshes. And then Pasuk Chav Beis is that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka writes it down and teaches it to the Jewish people, like it says in Pasuk Chav Tes. And Pasuk Yotes. That's what he's supposed to do. Write it down and teach it to them. And then they put it in the Aron, and then he puts it in their mouth. And then we have the Vesima B'fiyam part. Gather together, Pasuk Avches, gather together all Ziknei Shivtecha Mishotrechem. And I'm going to speak to them these words of warning, V'edibem is Shemayim V'saretz, because I know that you're going to go off the Derech, and now he's again telling them what's going to be in the future, like he was told to do before. And then V'yidaber Moshe Bozni Kol Kali Sos Divrei Shira Zol Satumam. And then Itaka speaks the whole Shira until he finishes. So that's Mamash Lefiyah Seder HaMavor B'Pasuk Yotes. And what's the Va'ata Kisvu Lechem is Hashir Azos? Va'ata Kisvu Lechem is Hashir Azos. That it says in Yotes, it's talking about the whole Torah. Not only the Shira, but the whole Torah. Because the Shira is an aid on the whole Torah. And that's why it says Vayikra in the Psukim, that you're supposed to, that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka wrote down the whole Torah, and he put it next to the, he taught it to them. And then he was told to put it next to, he was told to put this Shira next to the Aron. That's what he told Levim to do. Because the Shira of Hazinu, which he's about to teach them, is a testimony to this Torah, that they have to keep the whole Torah. And the Eidus is on the whole Torah. And then the Sima B'fihem is specifically about this Shira. Put this Shira in their mouth because they have to know what's going to happen to them. And now we understand Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayitzavis Yehoshua Binun Vayomer Chazak Vahamatz. So now Yehoshua gets into the picture. What's Yehoshua doing here? So after the Kiyum of Vayichtav Moses, Shira Zos, after Moshe wrote the Torah, including Hazinu, which is Mitzuruf, like we discussed in the previous Shira, it's part of the Torah, because that's the aid on the Torah. That's the Shira that tells you you have to keep the Torah. After the Kiyum of Vayichtav Moses, Shira Zos, and Avayalam des Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu writes it down. He writes down the whole Torah, including the Shira, and he teaches it to the Jewish people. But before the Sima Bafiyan, before he puts it in their mouth, it hasn't yet been put in their mouths. That's going to come, that's after Pasuk Vav Gimel. That's in Pasuk. Chaf Hei, Chaf Ches. Hakilu Vadabra's name is Advar Mel, that's the Vesima Bafiyan. Pasuk Chaf Ches, Chaf Tes, Yud, Alamid. Because we already learned in a previous year that Moshe Rabbeinu was shaykh to the giving of the Torah and Yeshua to the bringing them into Eretz Yisrael. He's the Bailam on the Tzachiyah of Eretz Yisrael. And Memela, the shaykhs of Yeshua to these mitzvahs relates to the Sima B'fiyam, which is the Doros B'fi B'nei Yisrael. That was the Torah aspect that Moshe Rabbeinu is writing down. That's the Vayichtov, Lamda. He's writing down the Torah, and he's teaching it to them. Again, the Torah, including the Shira, which is mitzuruf to the Torah, because it's the aid on the Shira. Because it's the aid on the Torah that they have to keep the Torah. But there's reward and punishment. And now we get to the Vesima B'fiyam part. That you guys have no excuse. It's already in your mouths. You already knew what was going to happen. So who's the Baal Din on that? Yeshua. Because this is for the Doros. And Yeshua is leading them into Eretz Yisrael. So the union of Kisvu Lachem and Lamdas B'nai Yisrael, that's the union of Nesinas HaTorah. That's the giving of the Torah, to write it down and to teach it to the Jewish people. That only relates to Moshe. That's Moshe's job. Moshe is the giver of the Torah. So Moshe did what he has to do mitzad the Torah. He wrote it down and he teaches it to the Jewish people. Then it says, Vayitzav Moshe is Yehoshua, Pasuk Chav Gimel. He commands Yehoshua. Now Yehoshua is the Baal Din on the Sima B'fiyah. Now Yehoshua is responsible for putting it in their mouths. And therefore he's shy to what Moshe does in the future, which is the Kiyum of this mitzvah, like we see in Pasuk Lamed and the Hemshech and Parshas Hazinu. So here Yehoshua is also a Shutav. Like we see in Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis, I was playing Dalit. We have a Moshe of Davis called Dibra Ashir, Rezels, Bazne Ham, Huvo Shea Binun. So this Dibur of telling them the Shira, which is, this is Shaykh to Yoshea Binun. Yehoshua. That's only after Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayim, the Vagichtov, and Lamda. So the Torah aspect, the writing it down and the teaching it, that's Shaykh to Moshe. And now Vayitzav is Yehoshua, now he commands Yehoshua, because Yehoshua, like we see in Hazim 32:14, he's Shaykh to the teaching them the Shira. Vayidaber is called Ashir Azos Bosneam, Huva Yehoshua, Vyoshea Binun. So the Sim B'fim relates to Yehoshua, because this isn't only Torah, this is what's going to happen in the future. And now it's in your mouth, and you know you're going to sin, and you're going to get punished, and therefore you have no excuses. So this is an incredible mahalach to summarize. We have in Pasuk Tes Zayin that Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, you're going to lie with your fathers and they're going to rebel, follow the foreign gods, leave me, and they're going to be made for the bris. So that's the Torah aspect. And then I'm going to get angry, there's reward and punishment. It's going to be, you're going to have a lot of tzaras, so I'm going to hide my face because they serve foreign gods. So now Moshe Rabbeinu, your job is kisvu lachem es Ashir Azos, write the Torah. Ashir Azos is the Torah. And it's also Hazinu. And then Lamdas B'nai Yisrael, this Torah that you're writing down, you also have to teach the Jewish people. That's your job, it's Torah. And then Sima B'fiyah, place it in their mouths, which is also, as we're going to see, relating to Yehoshua. In order that this Shira should be an aid B'vnei Yisrael. And now it's talking about what's the aid, why is it an aid B'vnei Yisrael, this Shira? Because I'm going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, Pasuk Chaf, and they're going to eat, get fat, rebel. Now it goes into detail. V'achav v'sav v'dashen, turn to other gods, serve them, despise me, get fat, break my covenant, eat, drink, be merry. and revoke my covenant. That's what's going to happen in the future. That's why this shear is an aid. The shear that you're putting in their mouth, the shear is hazin, was an aid, b'fiyam. And it's mitzuruf to the Torah, it's connected to the Torah, because the Torah is avis. Because they have to keep the Torah. In other words, this is avis, that they have to keep the Torah, that the Torah is a bris. Torah is sefer abris. And then you have these saras, ansa shira zoslae, this shira is going to be a witness. Yilasi shachach mi pizar, the shira is not going to be forgotten, otherwise it wouldn't be a witness. But it is a witness because it's not going to be forgotten. Because I know your yetzer. Even before I came into the land, what's this yetzer that I know? That you also know. It's human knowledge as well. Because you also know how in the midbar you were how rebellious you were. So now it's great. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Moshe writes the Shira. That's his job. He's Moshe. He's Torah. So he writes this Shira. He writes the whole Torah, and he teaches it to the Jewish people, including Hazinu, including this Shazinu. And now he gets Yoshua involved. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and he says Chazak Vamatz. You're going to bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu finishes writing it down, commands them to put it next to the Aaron, and then, like it says in Pasuk Yates, that his job is to write it down, teach it to them. And then he gathers them, and then he calls Yoshua, and then he commands him to lead the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. And then he gathers them and he reads the Shira in front of them. He's made the Shemayim Baretz, in front of the Shemayim Baretz, about this Shira. Vaydaber Moshe Bazne Kolkai Sos Devere Shira Zosatuma. When it says Bazne Kolkai Moshe, Vaydaber Moshe, it's not only Moshe. We've seen Hazin, it's also Yoshua. Because now we're talking about coming there, what's going to happen when they come there, it's Israel. And that's Shaykh to Yoshua as well. So Yoshua also has to read them the Shira. Because Yoshua is the Bailam on the Tzchiyah of Eretz Israel. And again, when it says in Pasuk Yotes, "Ata kisvu lechem es hashira hazos v'landes bnei Yisrael," it's telling us that even the Shira is part of the Torah, and it's included in the Eidus of the Torah. And Mamela, it's Pashat that the mitzvah essay is Ksivas Kala Torah. That's the Eidus, like it says in Pasuk Chavav. The Koch is Sefer Torah Zev Santum Otsar Ar Bris Hashem. So the Shir is the Eidus on the Torah. So it's also part of the Torah. And like we mentioned in the earlier Shir, Parashas Mishpatim, Torah and Mitzvahs are called Sefer Abris. And in Divrei Yam and Beis, Sefer that's found in the Beis HaMikdash is called Sefer Abris. That's what Torah is. Torah is an expression of our covenant with Hashem. And therefore, V'hayi b'chal ha'ed, this sefer is going to be a witness. And particularly the Shira. Particularly Hazinu is going to be a witness that they have to keep this Torah, which is an expression of our covenant. So it's all one Eidus on this bris. It's in the whole sefer Torah, not only in the Shira. But it includes the Shira. And then when it says Lamdas Bnei Yisrael Sima B'Fiyam again, that's Yeshua's job together with Moshe. And it's not making Torah as Torah that tells us the bris and not Faras HaBris. The whole Torah is the bris, and telling us we can't be made for the bris. And that's what's spoken about in the Shira. What's going to happen in the future? They're going to be made for bris. Rather, the Sima B'Fiyam is an Eidus B'Bnei Yisrael, and when they have these tzaras, you should have this Shira in your mouth. You should have this Eidus of Hazinu in your mouth. You know, this is what's going to happen. It doesn't say, Ha'isa Azar Asuris, Lila Eid. It says, Lefanav, Va'ansa, Lefanav. It's part of the bris. That I commanded you, already what's going to happen. I already told you what's going to happen, so you have no excuse. This Shira is already in your mouth. So in other words, he teaches them the Torah together with the Shira. Tell them, you know what you're supposed to keep. The Sima B'Fiyam. So you know you're supposed to keep the Torah together with this Hazinu, together with the Shira of Hazinu, now it's in your mouth. You have no excuse afterwards. We didn't know. You knew. We told you. It was in your mouth. And again, that's Yeshua's job, because he's the Baalim and bringing, giving them Eretz Yisrael. So, Advarim Amash Bokei Rikim. Amish Givaldik, Givaldik, Givaldik. And we should just see more and more in the flows from Torah to Hashem and revisit this parasha many, many times. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.